Supposed to be here to be able to speak in Mikvois in North Miami Beach. That's the Chiddush that we learn Mishnayos and Tyrus, Baruch Hashem, also in places, not only Eretz Yisrael, also Mispashet to the Ganze Welt. Baruch Hashem, see you're going steiging in Mikvois, the great Salim, the great Mokum of steiging. The din of the Yonim of Shuvim. It's Machlokes Rishonim whether the Psul of Shuvim, the Mara says that Shuvim is a Psul of Rabbanon. Machlokes Rishonim is more only talking about the Psul of Gimalugin, or also the din of Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov, mikveh that's entirely made out of Mayim Shuvim, is that Kasher Midaraisa or is it Pasul Midaraisa? We don't find the Gemara anywhere in Makar to the Psul of Shuvim, a direct Makar. The Iker Makar, the Mishraim deal with many rais, Lakan Ulakan. The Iker Makar in the Psukim is for the Isser, it's from the Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says that you need Havaya Bidei Shamayim. You need to come to Bidei Shamayim, not through Kalim. And that's the Makar to potentially Pasul Shuvim Midaraisa. And it's machlokes whether the Teres Kainim is a drasha gemura or is only an asmachta, and therefore the Psul of Shuvim is drabon. And that's what, at the end of the day, it boils down to without all the rites, but I mean the Makar in the Pasuk is that. But what we really want to talk about is on the tzad that it's yeah, daraisa, that the Psul of Kulei Shov is daraisa. So before in almost all the Rishayim, that Kulei Shov is daraisa, Ruboi Shov is daraisa. But if it's Ruboi of Megishomim and a meat of Shuvim, then it's Yakasha. Even though the Psul of Shuvim is a Psul daraisa, it's not part of the mikvah. Meaning that's when it's here a second Seder, we're used to the Psul of Mayim Shuvim is a positive Psul that Gimelugin Mayim Shuvim, once it falls into the mikveh before you have Arbayim Sa, then you cannot be machshu that mikveh. That avadis din d'rabbanan. The din d'araisa, the tzad that Shuvim passels me d'araisa, it doesn't mean that it passels, it means that you can't make a mikveh out of Shuvim. The mikveh that's made out of Mayim Shuvim is not good enough. But it's before that, even though, most of Shayna Mo, that even though, even on the tzad, that Kulei Shov is Daraisa, but if it's Rubay Megishamim and Miut Mayim Shuvim, so then it's Kosher. Then the Mayim Shuvim is Mashal Mikvah, which is very interesting Chiddush. The Rid in Bismayrich and his Shuva Simin Samech Beis, so it's Pekitzer in the Teis Rid in Shabbos Taf Tazayin. The Teis Rid holds that Shuvim is Psul Daraisa, and says the Rid that even a Miut Mayim Shuvim cannot be Mashal Mikvah. It says just like if a person eats roiv of a kezayis of chaylev, and he eats a mute chaylev tar, chaylev that doesn't answer, chaylev of a chaya, avadat on mashim the shear, and mechein b'kol dinim shavat Torah. Anytime the Torah gives a shear, so if a person you need to do the whole shear of what it is, you need to eat a whole shear of matzah, can't have roiv of a shear of matzah and a little bit of something else, and also for isurim, a person has roiv of nevela, roiv of chaylev, and a little bit of something else. Mar says ein heter mitzarif leiser. It's not mashim the shear. Whenever the Torah gives a shear, you need to be the whole shear is of that thing. So on the tzad that there's a psul of kulei shov is daraisa, which is the word the Rid holds. Says the Rid who adin miut shov any mashu of mayim shuvim is not going to be mashim the mikvah because it's not mashim the shear. That's the svar of the Rid, which is a good, very glad to svar. That's the svar that we're used to in Kol HaTorah Kula. Yet almost all the Rishonim are before not this way. The Rishonim hold that even the tzad that kulei shov is daraisa, but rubai Mayim make shum and then miut mayim shuvim is yakasha. Shaila is my high. So there's two ways to go about this. One is a chiddush in bittul b'raiv and one is a chiddush in what the psul of mayim shuvim is. So start off a bittul b'raiv. If we're going with normal, what is the psul of mayim shuvim? The pashas way the Rid understood is that mayim shuvim is mayim psulim. It's mayim that's not right to be a mikvah. So if so, then you can't use a little bit of them to mash in the shir. It's the wrong material. It's like it's having. The Pshutai environment in the seventh parak, but Pshutai may payers and other things are not mashal the mikvah because you need to have mem sa of mayim. So you have 39 sa of mayim and one sa of may payers, so it's not a mikvah. So says the Rid the same thing as mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is not the right material that's good for a mikvah. So mayim can't be mashal the shir. What the tzad that it's yamashal? So Reb Shmuel in the Shirim and Makis says that no. Mayim shuvim is not the wrong material. It's a pasulus. It's an iser kilu. Just like if you have a little bit of nevela that falls into your heter. So when there's bittul, it's shishin and it's bottle. So there was an iser. You're eating iser, but the iser shabbat is bottle. So to mayim shuvim, it's a pasulus in the mayim. It's still the right material. It's not different. But may pay rates, plus not mayim b'chal. You need mayim. Arboim sa mayim. Here's is in mayim. Mashen came. It's mine. It has a pasulus. So bit the barayif takes away the pasulus of the shuvim, and mail it's kosher because it's like mine. So meaning saying that it's really a chiddush here. Even though inside the ma'im shuvim is a pasulus, but it's still the right kilu. It's a dinoisav. It's an isser azayim. We normally don't have bit the barayif, just to speak out. Normally this is like a unique case of bit the barayif talking about kashrus and pasulus. I think the only case that we have in Shas that we deal with this issue. Normally, bit the brave is about Isurim. We have one case by a mission of Chalat with Moran Zvachim about Matzah. You have a little Rav Chitim and a little bit of Oirez in your Isa. You get some Mash in the Shir of Matzah. That's normally talking about Mitzvah. Normally, Isurim, a little bit about Mitzvahs. Here we have a question of Kashrus and Pasulus. So is there also Shayach bit the brave? So the Rit says that there isn't because it's, at the end of the day, that's the Mash in the Shir. So it's not Shayach bit the brave. That's Rishayim that say that there is Shayach Bittul. So we could say that they held that really it's the right material, it's the right chetza. It's just that there's a psul in the mayim. The bit of Raif takes away the psul. The Isser Shabbat, it's similar to an Isser. The Isser is batal is poka. And Meila it's kosher because of the etzim was always mayim. That's why you understand the psul of mayim shuv. This whole understanding is based on the havana that the psul of mayim shuvim is a pasus. It's a double apostle as a mayim. Either makes it the wrong min, like may peiros, maybe that's the way the Rit understood, or it could be it's mayim with a psul, and then we could downward, then we can get rid of the psul. I did bit the barayif. The Trumas Hadashin, when he handles the need of mayim shuvim, the daraisa, he calls it, says the psul is that these mayim are mayim tfushin. I mean, it's kilu, not mayim, it's not meg shamim. It's a pasulus. I mean, it's the wrong type of mayim. There's meg shamim, there's meg tfushin. It's a different type of mayim. But the more glatt way to understand that the Rishayim hold the bitul b'roiv works, that roiv works, is that lo mishum bitul asinan alo, rather to midin rubik kikulay. That mayim shulim is not a pasulus in the mayim. It's not that it's mayim with a psul or it's a different type of min even maybe. It's no, there's nothing, there's no real fundamental difference between, in the mayim itself, between megishamim and mayim shulim, and what the mayim is. It's all mayim. The nidan is the psul of mayim shuvim is the way to make a mikvah. A mikvah is made havai b'day shamayim. That's the way that you make a mikvah. It's a surah. And how the mikvah is made? The mikvah has to be made. The hakavah, the way that the mikvah is made, is it came in a shamayim. A mikvah that was made by people being involved or kelim being involved. So it's the right. It's not the right surah of a mikveh. It's the wrong type of hakvah samayim. Hakvah is the gathering of the mayim. The water has to be gathered together in a way that it's videsh mayim. If it's gathered in a different mahalach, I day kelim. So it's pashut. It's not the right type of hakvah samayim. So if so, so then we don't come out the bit of roif. We don't have two types of mayim that are battling against one another. There's roif meg shamim and meet mayim shuvim, and who's going to win out? I mean, that's then a bit of roif. That's not the nidan b'chlal. The nidan is when I have right now in front of me this pool of water. So I have to done. Is it a pool of water a shamayim mikvah? It was a hakvah that was made b'day shamayim, or it's hakvah that was made b'day adam. That's the nidan. So the roiv is kaveya. The roiv is kaveya that if roiv of it is of this mayim is bidei shamayim. That says that's magdar the whole chafta, the whole mikveh that we have in front of us. That it's a mikveh that was made bidei shamayim and not mikveh that was made bidei adam. We don't have to come out to bittul. It's like the normal case of ruba kikulei person. Take one example. This shechita. Torah says to shech the sinet. Ruba shelechad kamayu. You didn't actually shech the whole sin. You shech the roiv. So that called the sin was shechted. So I have mayim in front of me. How was the mayim made? How was this mikvah that way? How and what surah was the mikvah made? Kama that was that roiv. What of the roiv of the mikvah was a hakvah bidei shemayim. That's magdir that the hakvah shemayim is hakvah bidei shemayim. And Mela, it's not in the bit mechal. That's also Shmuel speaks out there in Shum and Makas. That's the glatt way to understand to feed the Rishayim. The Rit obviously understood not this way. The Rit understood that it's apostles in the Mayim, that it's something wrong about the Mayim. Mela held that it's on Mashem the Shir. But the feed the Rishayim that hold that it is Mashem the Shir. So either we said one side that it's as a psul. It's not that you need special water to be a mikvah. That all water is kosher. This has a psul, and you take away the psul. Or the varn is that it's b'chal not a din of He talks about Roiv by Mikvayis and Roiv of a Minyan for Dabar Shavik Dusha and Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. He says that it's not even a bit of a Roiv, rather it's been Ruba Kekulei, Roiv of people, Roiv of the people need to hear. He says a lot, not all of them are Tali Haba, but if Roiv of the Tzimur needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah, then it's called, then even you don't have 10 people that need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, you have 7 that need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, but it's there's a tzibur that of the 10 that are here, there's a roiv that need to, that are chayv in this kriya. Then it's called that is ruvik kuli. That means we have a minion. We have of the people in front of us. We have here a tzibur that's chayv in kriya satira. That's the way it explains also the din of mikvah of lagabi maim shuvim. That's hard the simple way to understand.
Even by what? Saying that shuvim b'di'adam shuvim b'kli.
Yeah.
Isn't it different than the way you're saying it? You see, even a kli,
if it came down it's owed to the mikvah. So it's not, so the chal, why is it felt by b'day shamayim?
No, it's a kash, but I'm saying, I think the taz is pretty clear, if it's b'day adam without a kli,
yeah,
coming from his hands, that's much more in the
CSM. For sure. You're right. In Asvara, we would say that only that if it's a psul in the way in the tzura of making the mikvah, it's only becomes bidei adam. But if it fell to a kli and then the kli breaks and the famer goes into the mikvah, then there's no adam involved. So then there's nothing wrong with it. If we have a makar, direct makar from Mayim Shuvim, then in a Chanami. At the end of the day, the makar is from Bidei Shamayim. Somehow that's called that Akam, that the Kli has the water. That means that the water didn't go directly into the mikvah. I put the Kli there. It's only Shamayim. It's a lot of Pratim. But sorry, Blazer of Yeshua. There, but if I put the Kli over there, that means I shtel the neck. I'm the one that was Mayim the Mayim over here. So even though practically the water came directly into the mikvah, but the fact that I put the kli there, so that means that I was creating water that's going into the mikvah. Just one last point on this is unless is lav dafka. The Rashi Kiyaduah is mechadish that the psul of mayim shuvim is nidareisa, not mitad the din of havai b'dei shamayim, rather because of you need havai de tayre. That because the kli is matching the water to Mekabel Tumah. So it's not called that there's Havaya B'Tayra. So I mean, Lefi the Rash, it's quite clear that it's a psul in the mind. Meaning he's not saying it's not the din of Havaya B'Dei Shamayim, if it had the Tzura Mikvah. It's just that you need to have that it's not right for Kabbalah Tumah. Chayv B'Tayra, for sure it's a psul in the mind. And yet the Rashi himself says that the raid works when of Roiv Meg Shamim is Aidei Bittul. So I don't have a clear shot how that works. I mean, unless he's going like the Mahalath Adrib Shmuel said, that it's still Shaykh Bittul on this Paslas. Maybe the Lashon of the Rashi is Lav Dafka that he calls it Bittul. I don't know, but the Rashi might say it's clear. He holds that Roiv works and he calls it Bittul. And he says that the Psul is hard to raise is Mizad Paslas in the mind. So the Pashas of Hard would have to say in the Rashi that he holds that it's just a pasulos and it's able to get rid of that pasulos. What we're talking about now is Gabi the Daraisa. Midrabon is not the Midrabon Nevada, Mayim Shuvim. There are two dinim in Mayim Shuvim Midrabon. Number one, that it's not mashal the mikvah, and number two, that apostles. Gimelugin pasulos a mikvah, but even less than Gimelugin, even in a case where it doesn't pasul the mikvah, but it's also not mashal. In fact, 39.99 of Megishamim, and then a little bit of Mayim Shuvim falls in, so it's not a kosher mikvah right now. It's not a possible mikvah either. I could add in more megashamim and make it a kosher. But as it is right now, so it doesn't pass. So it's clear for sure that the din of gimelugin shuvim that passel, that's about a new takana drabon and they passel. I mean, directly there's no such muslim bichlal that mayim shuvim passels a mikvah. There's no way to directly passel a mikvah mikanu lahaba. The whole din midaraisa at most is that it doesn't make it into a mikvah. But there's that there's a direct passelus about it. That's a new takana midrabon. But that mayim shuvim midrabon is not mash in the mikvah, even when it doesn't passel, even when there's no gimelugin, but it's not mash in the mikvah. So where's that thing coming from? That's a different takan. In the midrabanan, there may be two takanas in Mayim Shuvim. Number one, gimelugin pasels, and even in the case when it doesn't passel, but it's still not mashlim. We were explaining the feeder read. It's very good. Feeder read that's a din deraisa that Mayim Shuvim is in mashlim the mikvah. So the feeder read there's only one din derabanan. They're misakin gimalugin pasels. And less than gimalugin, it's whatever it was midaraisa. That it's not mashlim and it doesn't pasel. That's the fiyur. But the fiyur rishayim that the psul of midaraisa mute maim shuvim is mashlim the mikvah. So the chayyur comes out the midrabanan. They made two takanas. They made one takana that gimalugin pasels, and even if it doesn't pasel, it's not mashlim. Interesting. We never find a direct dogish in the Gemara to this new din. Gemara talks in the famous Gemara of Basra that shuvim drabonon. That Gemara is talking about the psul of gimalukim. This other din that it's not mashlim is not really spoken about anywhere. But it's muhach in shais. All the cases when you have from dalad of hekalim. All the cases when it's not when it doesn't pasul, but it's still not machshir the mikvah. Okay, the chayv would say that it's a new takan drabon, a little bit tzarach beer. We could say something differently. That no, that the midrabanan, we changed the gedra of mayim shuvim. That the midaraisa said the mayim shuvim was just doesn't have a kashrus. But when this roiv make shamim, then we did a kashrus. Whatever the beer in that is, what we spoke about until now. Midrabanan, they said that the mayim shuvim is davra poiso. Every mayim shuvim is mayim shuvim is an anti mikvah water. It's midaraisa. It could be mitzarev to a shir. The Rabbanan said that Mayim Shuvim is not related to the mikvah b'chal. It doesn't belong in a mikvah. So there are two levels of that. When any Mayim Shuvim is not mashlim a mikvah, it's kilu mei peiros. Every Mayim Shuvim is not mikvah water. So it's definitely not going to be mashlim. And then they add on to that another prat. When you get to a lot of these Mayim Shuvim, then it passes the whole mikvah. But now it's not two separate dinim. The side of the dinim, what changed, Midrabanan, they made what bigger takana was that Mayim Shuvim does not belong in a mikvah. Midaraisa, it could be in a mikvah. Could even be mashed in the shear of a mikvah. Midrabanan, we said no. Midrabanan, we said that not related to the mikvah. It's a Dover Chedesh, where we're required to say such a thing. So I found this side in the Torah's Rayim. He's coming to explain the din of Tamar and Tamura, that you need Revi of Amshacha. It's Machlik, it's one man Dover holds that the way to be, that Amshacha itself works for Mayim Shuvim, and even Arbaim Sa, that was Mayim Shuvim, that it doesn't go directly into the mikvah, rather it goes Adayim Shacha, so then it's kosher. That Montgomery Hill says the Torah's Rhyme, holds that the Hamshacha makes it that it's no longer Shuvim. The Psul of Shuvim, he asked before, was a Psul that it was Ein Havai B'dei Shamayim. Tell me that right now, it's coming Adayim Shacha, it went from the Kli, it went a few Tfachim, the question, how far, how much, goes it from the Kli into the mikvah, so now, this is called that it's the Havai, the mikvah was Havai, not Adei the Kli, and that's kosher. That's the Mount Amr that Kulei show is kosher. But we don't pass that way. We pass in that Kulei Bam Shacha is kosher. We pass in that Kulei Bam Shacha is puzzle. We hold that you need Revi of Bam Shacha, the Hainu, that you hold that you need Rav Megishamim. And if you have Rav Megishamim, and you have a Miut Maim Shuvim, so normally Maim Shuvim is number one puzzles, and then number two is not Mashlin. But when you have Rav Megishamim and the Mayim Shuvim that come in Aydei Amshacha, then it's a kosher mikvah. So meaning there are two chidushim in that, in the Shavi of Amshacha. We hold that Amshacha doesn't make them no longer Mayim Shuvim, that doesn't make them Mamish Megishamim. So we wouldn't need Ravi, we wouldn't need Rav Megishamim. Even Kulad Amshacha is kosher. If we hold that Kulad Amshacha is pasul, we hold that they're still called Mayim Shuvim. So here, but because there's Ravi of Amshacha, so then this Miut Mayim Shuvim, number one, doesn't pasul, and number two is also Mashal the Mikvah. So what's Sakad the Pshat? So it says in the Bracha, the Indian of Amshacha is because the Psul of Mayim Shuvim is only a day than if. This Shuv Mr. Shuvim Midrabon. Because when there's Rav Megishamim, no, because that's a good, very good question. There's one month Amar in the Gemara there that even Kulei be Hamshachas Kasher, and many Rishayim say that Kulei Shov is Daraisa. That month Amar holds that Kulei Hamshachas Kasher holds that the water is no longer called Mayim Shuvim. If it comes in, Shuvim means it goes directly from the Kli into the mikvah. If you first pour on the ground first, and it goes three tochim on the ground, so then it's no longer called coming from the Kli, and we no longer relate to it like Mayim Shuvim. But when there's only a miut Mayim Shuvim, then for sure the psul is drop on him. And yet, and here we hold that when there's Rav Megishamim and miut Mayim Shuvim Be'am Shocha, then it's kosher. So what's Hakad Pshat? Says the Teres Rayim that the psul of Mayim Shuvim, it's more in the Kam Mishnah, it's of of at the end of the third parak, that the din of Mayim Shuvim is the nefilah into the mikvah pasos. It's the way they fall into the mikvah. That's why there's certain time of how they fall in. They fall in not a day 3 kalim, but 4 or 5 kalim, so it doesn't pass the mikvah, even though you have 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim in your mikvah. But it's the way only certain types of nefilahs into the mikvah pass it. So that was the din, that if it's v'amshacha, then it's that hamshach is not a type of nefila which answers mitzvah in Mayim Shuv. That's the word of so you need still roiv megishamim. That's what makes mikvah. Mitzvah psula Mayim Shuvim. So as long as it doesn't have it's not a nefila beisser. It's a nefila beheter. It's not called that the Mayim Shuvim were nufl into the mikvah. They were nibshach into the mikvah, and we don't have the psul of Mayim Shuvim. What? That's what I'm coming to explain. Hotenach, the problem is Hotenach legabe the Isser, the gimelugim that doesn't after the mikvah. But the Maitse Ravi of Amshacha is also machshir the mikvah. Makes it the whole mikvah is a mikvah kosher. I mean, how the Maitse the klal is a midrabanon, Mayim Shuvim is not machshir the mikvah. If so, back to what we said before. If the din of the Mayim Shuvim, if that Nidra Bonon Mayim Shuvim is not Mashlim, is a different than Nidra Bonon. Rabbanon made 2 takonos. One is the Gimelugin Pasel. He made another takon that Mayim Shuvim is in Mashlim. So then over here, we're Hadra Kosh LaDuchte. We still don't understand how I day Hamshacham, you're Mashlim the Mikvah. But if the whole Indian Mayim Shuvim, Midrabanan. We said that the Mayim Shuvim is not mikvah water. It's not the right water that you need in a mikvah. That's the inyan of Mayim Shuvim. So if so, so you could say a dvar chiddush. It's still when it fell into the mikvah, just lacking it's the wrong type of mice in the fila, like 4 or 5 kalim. So in that type of case, it's still Mayim Shuvim, but it's still called Mayim Shuvim, that is not Mashlim, but it's only, but that doesn't pass on. The Inyan of Hamshacha, the Inyan of Hamshacha is that it's somebody getting it back to, it's being makar of it more to being, it goes dafk into the karka, that's Inyan. This means, this type of nefil into the mikvah means we took away that din, meaning, it's the words of the Emek Bracha, the Torah's Reimer just said that doesn't pass. The words, the way that he says Kshalatmai is not going to help us understand how it's Mashlim. But we can say that the Vard isn't that when you when if, the Takana Rabbanon that Mayim Shuvim is not anti mikvah water that you don't have when it's Vamshacha. It's not going to, you can't make it into a mikvah. It's still called Mayim Shuvim. Meaning the Mandomer that Kulei Vamshacha is kosher. He held that the Vard is that it's B'chol Mayim Shuvim. It's Chazar Dina Elias Meksham. But if we can understand that halacha that it works, Ravi Avam Shacha, it's that the Mayim Shuvim is the Hayosei Shov. It's something that doesn't stem with the mikvah. It goes against what the mikvah is. When it's coming Avam Shacha, it's poka yenadin that it's something that goes against the Indian of the mikvah. So, I mean, we're trying to get to one point that if both takanas are both dinim drabanan that are Mayim Shuvim, that it's not mashlim and that they pasul are sharoshim echad. In fact, that midrabanan they are misakin that Mayim Shuvim is anti mikvah. It's something that doesn't stim with the mikvah. So, idei hamshacha, we no longer have that. The inyan of hamshacha is take away that problem of that it's against the mikvah. Mainly here is we chazar dinim to the din d'araisa. That's clear, the gedra has to be that idea Shach, we were chayzer to the din d'araisa, which the Mayim Shuvim has the ability to be mashlim a mikvah, but not to make a whole mikvah. That's a hara. Say the inyan zeh. Just one hara, but really on this inyan of the psul d'rabbanan is Niran and Chulin. I saw very chashuv Niran. The Rishonim have a big nidayin about the din of Chanan, Chatichat Manasis Nevela, and you have something that's a little bit of tarfos that's cooked with them that's kosher, and there's not shishim against it, so then everything is usher. There's all of the things that were kosher, so now they also become like the nevela itself. You cook them with something else, now you need shishim, kineged the kashrus. So the Ramban brings a raya that says that the din of Chanan is a machlekes sanoim in mikvois. Reish per gimel the mikvois. It says there that gimel lugim that fall into a mikvah, And now you have, so can you take out a little bit of the water? You don't know where the gimelugin are, so your mikvah is not good. Can you take out a little bit of the water? Exactly, gimelugin fell in. So I take out a little bit of the water, so I take out a drop of the mayim shufim. I no longer have gimelugin. So then it's chazur lech sheirei. It's machlekes tanoim, whether that's machshir the mikvah. Says the Ramban that the beer of the machlekes is, do we say that chatzichat manasis nevela? Right now that mayim shufim fell into the mikvah, so it passed the whole mikvah. So now, even the mikvah itself, really, if only the gimelugin is what asers, take away a little bit of the water, you took away a little bit of the gimelugin, it's chazur l'teirei. The ma'adamer that holds that it's puzzle, holds that because of the gimelugin, so the whole mikvah became puzzle, and it's not the way to makshir. So the din of Chanan, the Shari Surim, says Rabban, it's mechoy kesanoim in mikvahis. So the Ran in Chulim, end of Kol HaBosher, brings the Ramban, he's Mayrich, says the Ran, the Zev, the Ramban, in a mechover etzli. She didn't mikvah choluk mishari surim. Mikvah, we can't compare mikvah to other dinim of the Torah. Shrei gimel lugin shall iser, shrei boleim shishim shall heter, kayoitid en bevasachas mevata noisim. It says around normally how much you have gimel lugin that fell into your mikvah. You have 39 sa in the mikvah, and gimel lugin falling. And kol haTorah kula about it, that's batal. The psul, the gimel lugin should be batal. And a mikvah, it's not batal. Why is it not batal? Says the Ran that there's by mikvah we have a davar nifla, we don't have anywhere else. That really the mayim shuvim should be bottle. Why is mayim shuvim not bottle? Says the Ran. The reason is because it passes. It's a unique takonet rabbanon over here that the mayim shuvim has the ability to pass. Because the mayim shuvim passes the rest of the water, say for it's not bottle. Just like if it's pashut, you have a little bit of, we're in the perek aleph of mikvahs, you have a drop of mayim tmeim that falls into mayim tahirim. So the mayim tmeim is metami, even though there's a lot more mayim tahirim than there is in mayim tmeim. Because the mayim tmeim has a din to passel, it has a din chuvistik a din to passel the tahirim. So we can't say that it's bottle. Says around the same thing by mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim has a direct paslus on the main mikvah, so that's why it's not bottle. Maybe it says around, so it's not shaykh tenyan of Chanan. By here we can't talk about bitul bereiv b'chlal. There's nothing to talk about bitul bereiv. The gimel lugin has a direct paslus on the main mikvah. So no matter how much so it passed with it. All the mikvah became possible. The question of Chanan Bishari normally is really the kasher, the something that is the potato that God has a little bit of a bli of nevela. It's really the ikar is davar mutar. It has a little bit of a bli of nevela. Why should we say the whole potato is usher? I think in here that kubin is a takana that the mayim shuvim passes the whole mikvah. That's our mail. It's not shaykh to Chanan. The Rambam is asking a very important question. Why is the mayim shuvim not batal? And what's his answer? His answer is because it passes. That's his answer. So hatenach legabe gimelugin. That's what the Rambam is talking about. What's my lesson gimelugin? I think a good question. How come lesson gimelugin midrabanan is not batal? And he's mashed in the mikvah. What happened to that? Why is it not batal? So that we spoke about it until now. We said it, I would say that some of that's included in the same takon of mayim shuvim. They made the name of misakin mayim shuvim is not mikvah water. But the Ran is definitely not saying that. The Ran is saying that the reason that mayim gimelugin and mayim shuvim, the reason that it's not batal is because it passes. So that's only legabe. That's legabe gimelugin. When it's less than gimelugin, where we don't have the svar of the Ran, then that's what should be batal. So elamai, it's true, it's batal, but it's not mashlim. Can you hear the Ran? Taka do two different takonets. That even though midah raisa, the din was that a miut may mayim shuvim is mitzarev to the mikvah, then you're midah rabbanu, we're mitzakinat. So there's a new. So meaning the Ran. So it's pasha that it's not mashal the mikvah, but the Ran still held. But it's even though it's not mashal the mikvah, but the copy the paslus shemayit should be bought. It's very hard run. What do we agree that there's a new takana midrabanan that mayim shuvim is not bottle into the main mikvah, even less than gimelugin. So the chor also on gimelugin, that's the reason. But the Ran is asking, the Ran understood that less than gimelugin, copy being mashed in the mikvah, and we don't say that it's bottle to be mashed in the mikvah. But held the Ran, but it shouldn't pass on the mikvah. The paslus shabai, the koyach, the new takana, the new koyach midrabanan that there is in mayim shuvim, that it passes the mikvah, beside that it should be bottle, and the roi may mikvah should be mevata the koyach paslus of the mayim shuvim. Says Ran Bakorcha, that's a unique takana that has the koyach to passel and makes everything possible, and therefore it's here the takana, everything is answer. But normally, you know, but it's not a right that we always that's always to say chana.
Okay.